From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A former CIA officer faces criminal charges for allegedly leaking classified information to reporters. The Justice Department alleges a CIA official broke the law by telling journalists the name of a covert CIA operative and confirming that another officer was involved in a sensitive counterterrorism operation. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports on the results of the two-year-long investigation.
The Justice Department started looking into the disclosure of secrets after authorities found photos of CIA interrogators in the cells of detainees at Guantanamo Bay. The suspicion was defense lawyers for those detainees had somehow broken the law. But now, years later, Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald says it was a veteran CIA official who's responsible for the leak. John Kiriakou, who worked for the CIA for 14 years, allegedly broke the law by sharing secrets with reporters. And those reporters, in turn, shared information with investigators working on behalf of detainees. The criminal charges say Kiriakou lied about his involvement in a recorded interview with law enforcement last week. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Residents from the Midwest to the southern U.S. are assessing damage from powerful storms overnight, including suspected tornadoes. In Clay, Alabama, Stevie Sanders says she and her family were huddled together when the storm hit.
I ran to the laundry room, got the rest of my family. We were in the laundry room when it actually hit, and we could hear and feel the walls vibrating, and then we heard a loud, like, crash, and that was the tree that landed on our roof.
At least two people were killed. Dozens more were injured. Demonstrators on both sides of the abortion rights issue are rallying across the U.S. to make their voices heard on the 39th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the landmark Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion. NPR's Craig Windham reports those opposed to abortion came out in large numbers in Washington, D.C. today for an annual march in which young people were playing a significant role.
Thousands of teenagers filled a sports arena for a mass prior to the rally. 14-year-old Isabel Vanderplee says she came from Illinois for the event.
The youth is really into the movement, and I think that the end for abortion is coming. I'm really hopeful.
The March for Life has been held for 37 years, but 15-year-old Will Alford says he's not discouraged that abortion remains legal.
Nothing happens overnight, so you will have to work to get the reforms that you want. But hopefully we will. We do make an impact while we're down here.
The teenagers carried signs reading Defend Life as they walked to the National Mall to join the protest against the Roe versus Wade decision. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
At last check on Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 11 points to 12,709. NASDAQ off 4 points at 2,782. And the S&P 500 is up slightly at 1,315. This is NPR News. Senator Mark Kirk's office says the lawmaker has undergone surgery to relieve swelling around his brain stemming from a stroke. The 52-year-old lawmaker from Illinois checked himself into a hospital over the weekend and later transferred to Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago. Fuel removal could begin as early as tomorrow at the site of Italy's shipwrecked Costa Concordia. Officials say divers will continue searching for victims who've been missing since the cruise liner ran aground and capsized off the Tuscan coast over a week ago. 17 people remain missing. 15 are confirmed dead. Underworld Awakening is the top movie at the weekend box office in the United States and Canada. NPR's Trina Williams reports the fourth installment of the franchise earns an estimated $25.4 million.
In the endless war between the vampires and the lycans, a new enemy arose. Humans.
Underworld Awakening performs at the high end of expectations. The return of Kate Beckinsale, she skipped the third version, and a 3D showing may be the reason.
We have a right to fight for our country, the same as every other American. So you shut us down, or you let us fly.
Red Tails opens strong with an estimated $19.1 million. It's inspired by the Tuskegee Airmen, the first African-American fighter pilots in World War II. Last weekend's winner, Contraband, falls to number three, followed by the 9/11 drama Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. Spy thriller Haywire debuts in fifth place. Trina Williams, NPR News.
U.S. stocks mix at last glance with the Dow down 4 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.